Lagos, Nigeria. Hello, hello, hello. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Checking mic, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. How you doing, Lagos, Nigeria? Good afternoon to you, 15 minutes past 12. Welcome to the sunny side. My name is Joyce. hope you're ready for Thursday's edition of radio. We like it. Beautiful. No politics. Ha! Like it. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right, yeah. So, of course, the sunny side every Thursday is, we call it the Lords of Logic, the day for the Lords of Logic. And I think the name itself, self-descriptive, it's of people who would dare, or people who are by nature curious, people who would dig, who would pry, who would uproot, people who would contend, people who will challenge, or maybe people who would look it in the eye. Ideology, concepts, social patterns, and when necessary, if necessary, history and influence. Today is one of them days where influence could be a part of the conversation, depending on who's answering the question. Today on Lords of Logic, I've waited for this day. And I even think we're going to have to split this particular Lords of Logic topic into two. Humans are the playthings of the gods. That's the phrase. Humans, the playthings of the gods. So I don't know what you know, but we're hoping that radio affords us the opportunity to know what you know. All right, before that is Confessions Thursday. Thursdays, brilliant. All right, so when you call into the show today, you do not say your name. Well, that's actually for the first hour, where you can tell us something of your life, something that has happened with you, because of you, happened, and maybe influenced you, something that still hurts you, something that has changed you, something you regret, something that might have, I think life happens to you, and because it doesn't kill you, it makes you better. But I think sometimes we also forget the possibility that what doesn't kill you might also make you worse. Yeah, so Confessions Thursday, it's all hinged on your experiences and your challenges, and you're allowed to call in and tell that very interesting story without saying your name. And it can go from here all the way over there in terms of how weird, unusual it might sound. You're allowed to tell the story of your life, and hopefully we get to learn from you, share with you, but even more importantly, I hope it gives you an avenue to let it out. Let it out. Out. Yeah, you expel it as though it's like a bad omen, or say a bad fragrance. Yeah, let's call it like a bad fragrance. You let it into the earth, into the world. Yeah, and then you can start anew. But then we can't really start new if we don't necessarily deal with what made the old what it was. So I think it's necessary that in order for us to move on and move on for real and freely, we must deal with the things that beset us. Get done with them and then chart a new course, yeah? All right. 0700-993-993-993. And, of course, 01465-7190. That latter number is for women alone. Yeah, the 01465-7190 number, women alone. And then the world, the angels, and demigods. Angels, demons, humans, extraordinary humans, whatever else we have there in the wind. 0700-993-993-993 on Confessions Thursday. And we start now. Welcome to the show. No, that's one. Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Wait. Stop. You're not supposed to say no. Exactly. Welcome to Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursday. Are you ready?
Yeah, I am. All right, I'm anonymous.
Yes.
Thank you for having me today. I'm a first caller today.
Your first time caller?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I've been with you guys for over a year.
We're happy you're still with us. Yeah. Thank you very much for calling right here. Go ahead.
My little confession goes in the direction of some crazy choices and decisions made over time.
Yeah.
Primarily as regards professional practice, work, as in work and all that.
Yeah.
Where the decisions we are taking in the light of better career opportunities. And then, but then we're counting like 11 months now into the new year, and I'm just here. Personal development has to set in.
I do apologize. I'm sorry I lost you. I hope you get a call back. I really wanted to hear that story. I don't know whether you were... I mean, I don't know. It sounded like you made a career choice, but I don't know whether you're happy or proud about the decision you made. Well, thank God for Confessions Thursday. We're 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce, and welcome. Hello. When you call in, you don't say your name. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yes. I've been married for some time now, for like 5 years. I have 2 kids. And
nice.
We're doing fine. Great. But I've lost the taste, the attraction, the sexual attraction for my wife. And the attraction is going out somewhere else. I don't know. I don't know if that is my fault or it just is meant to be. I don't know, because... And secondly, if I'm making up with her, this connection, this chemistry is not there. I don't understand how did I even get into it. Like, let me not lie, I've cheated on her. So the difference is clear. Outside, it's like they are feeling the impact that, you know, you understand. But when I'm with her, just get on... Just do what you want to do and
get out.
I don't understand. So I think I have to just quit the relationship, the marriage.
Well,
and take care of my kids.
That doesn't sound like a bad idea, but you have to carry her along as well.
Because we'll have this conversation many times. I sit down, okay, what's the best thing? What can we do? Is it that you don't feel anything? Is it that... She said she's fine, and blah, 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 that she don't want to be in the mood, because if she be in the mood, I wouldn't be able to satisfy her. I was like, really? Well, you don't want complaining that he's here all the time. But well, why are you saying don't? So I don't want a situation like that, because there have to be emotional connection in our relationship.
Oh, absolutely. Has she no feelings for you? I mean, what are we talking about here? It doesn't appear... Is she happy to be in the marriage, first of all?
That's the problem. There are some women, they don't want to complain to you, even to their parents, to tell them that, oh, they are tired of the marriage, or they don't have feelings, or the feeling of faded away some time ago. Mm-hmm. But they want to still be in that marriage because of maybe what people will say, you know, after 2 children, you left your husband's house, you know, who else to carry your responsibility? So they are just in that relationship because of pity or pity for themselves.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Me, I don't want to be in that kind of relationship for pity. I need somebody that will feel me, that will feel my energy. So to me, it's more of confession because I'm trying to get somebody else. And
I appreciate that. Okay, but just before you get somebody else, that looks like the easier part. We're not even sure if that's the best option that you have. But wait, if you want to step outside of this relationship, what are you willing to do to make it convenient both for now your wife and your children? Because now you have to put something down, a part of you that helps make their lives better as you choose to move on. So are you going to take care of... You get what I'm saying? Are you going to take your...
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to set like a target that, okay, this is the school fees, but now it has to be on a very balanced equation in terms of the well-being of the children, so she too have to do her own part, because right now the story, the kind of indirect messages, body language she's giving lately is that she wants to be herself. She wants to be a single mother. She wants to live her life because she's just 27 years old. She thought there's still life outside, like she has to go to the club. You know, if you're in normal house, you don't do that. So she wants to go and live her life. Fine.
But can't you both decide on that and both... Oh, gosh. Wait, we'll be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side with Joyce. I do apologize to my last caller. As you might have observed, the commercial had to come in between. Well, yeah, here we have us and, of course... confessions there as they continue. So for that last caller, I think I'm grateful for the fact that you're honest about the situation and you're choosing to do something about it, as against your wife being maybe indifferent or reluctant to make a decision about something that she doesn't like. But that's only one step in the right direction. Something else has to come with that. Are you willing to cater for them both as you move on into this wild adventure of the unknown in hopes of God knows what's out there? Yeah? Yeah, because if she's not willing to leave, then maybe you also have to take that into consideration and come up with, say, a plan. Yeah, plans that can help cushion her own fall, or if we can call it that, cushion her own reality and allow her time to mentally adjust to the separation and then start to find herself. And you also have to do that for your kids. In fact, if there's anybody, well, yeah, you also have to consider her, but I really think for your kids, actually, there's something about that, that you don't want your kids to suffer as a consequence of whether... Now, that's the thing. I don't know whether this was the right decision gone wrong, or the wrong decision gone wrong, or an inactive decision that ended up becoming wrong because something that needed to be done didn't get done. So if a thing, you know, isn't charged with life constantly, then it dies out, something like that. So I wish you had a plan. I would love to hear the plan. Otherwise, Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the sunny side. My name is Joyce. What's your name? Sorry about that. If you make it back, we'll be here. On Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Turn off your radio.
Good afternoon.
Turn off your radio. Always works.
Hello?
Yeah, welcome. Don't turn off your radio. Have you turned off your radio? No, you haven't. Hello?
Oh, I'm even driving and delay. I'm using Bluetooth. There's no
off radio. It. Off. Off. Power it down. Turn off your radio.
Okay.
Why do you want me to say it five times before you do it?
Hello?
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I do.
All right, real quick. Be about it.
Okay. Yeah, it was sometime maybe over 20 years ago. I was then a teenager.
How old are you now?
I'm 40.
Okay.
Yeah. I went to see my aunt. My aunt just got newly married. And I went to visit her and her husband in their hometown because that was festive period.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't around when the marriage, the traditional marriage and the wedding proper was. Also, when I came back, I went to visit her. So something happened that I passed the night there, and I was asked to, I was given a room where I would sleep. I never knew that is the room of the husband's younger sister, or younger sister then, as it were. Then I went to bed. At the middle of the night, I noticed somebody joined me in the bed. I just barely finished secondary school. I noticed somebody joined me in the bed, and, you know, I was a teenager. Remember then I had this attitude of when I'm sleeping, I hold my pillow, or I hold the next person by me, my siblings. I'll just hold the person. So I held this girl also. She's much older. She's much older than she might be like 25, while I was maybe 18, 19 then. So I held her. She will always crumble and remove my hand. Then I will realize I was holding somebody I shouldn't be holding. I will turn. And the next time I will wake up will be when she's removing my hand again. You know? And I don't know. That night, one thing led to the other. And I don't know.
Yeah.
What happened between us. And the journey that I came, I was supposed to go back that day, and my aunt was pleading with me, don't go. You know, that was nothing like phone those days to communicate my people. My aunt was like, if they didn't see me come back home, they will know that, of course, they knew I came to her place and all that. I ended up spending 3 nights there. And they were like, they didn't know why I keep staying, you know.
So that happened. And then what has happened now? Are you happy with your life? Did she come back for you?
No, I just remember that because sometime this January, early January, when we did the burial, I saw the same lady. They all came to my place. Of course, she's married now with our kids and all that and all that. I remember both of us discussing our, I don't know if I would call it our escape that night.
You're triced.
Is it?
You're triced. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I remember us when we were chatting.
Yeah, but it doesn't appear that a consequence has emerged from it. She's not hunting you.
No, it's not.
Okay. Are you married yourself?
Of course. We keep.
Okay. Do you still fancy those kinds of things?
Not really.
You have not found an opportunity, which is more like a yes, I fancy it.
No, I don't really.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. And I'm glad you can look back on something and hopefully it influences your tomorrow.
Yeah.
I hope it does for the better. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. And I think that's really the benefit of lessons. That's the benefit of hindsight, that you can look at something you did yesterday and nearly swear to never do it again. Yeah, I've found myself in those kinds of situations. Hello, welcome to the sunny side. How are you?
Hello.
Turn off your radio.
Hello.
Turn off your radio. No, you must first turn off your radio.
Oh, okay. Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. It's just a noise. Okay.
Yes, I have a...
You're not supposed to say your name. Ouch.
Yes, I know. I'm not going to say this. I want to make it very short.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I have a four wife. Then they don't know their self.
How many wives you got?
Four.
You have four wives?
Yes. And then they don't know their self. Secondly, my children don't even know. I have 18 children, actually.
You have 18 children?
I have 18.
18 children?
And they don't know their self, too.
Okay.
So... one of them find out. So, as I'm talking to you now, almost a week now, I can't even move out of my seat because she will come and pack. I went there this morning. I step out from the seat. I saw her car. So, she said, anywhere she sees me, I'm saying it because she's listening to this station. I'm saying it anywhere she sees me, I'm opening up to her now. I have four wives. One is in Kaduna, two are in Lagos here, one is in Niger. So I'm saying I'm opening up to her now. That is all it.
Okay, thank you. Why didn't you tell her though that you... So which wife are you living with now? Which of your... Do you marry them legally? Hold on a second, please.
I don't live with any of them. It happened like a contract something. I just want to have a child or a children with two, and actually she have five. We have five children, and by the grace of God, I'm taking care of them. I provide everything they needed. So she was telling me that okay, the house I have to like change the house name to her name.
Yeah,
which is I say is not possible. So that is what happened. And then she said, I need to change one of the car. And this car is not even up to 2 years for now.
Okay.
It's not up to 2 years that she changed it. So I'm opening up to her now. She should leave my estate gate.
Yeah, but why do you want her to leave? Don't you think you owe her some explanation?
My life is in danger. Why is she there?
Yeah, but maybe you need to... I mean, I don't think running away even makes the situation better. You need to have a conversation with her and maybe explain to her that it was a contract. Does she know it was a contract? Otherwise, she wouldn't be at your gate.
She knows.
So wait, you have four wives. Only one knows that you have... How many wives does she know you have now?
Well, she had about one because any of the plate number, I use my name in any of the car.
Oh.
So I use my name, yes. So she traced the car. She traced the car to find out as in who is this person. So, but this one, she's not sure that who is this person, but she talked to her. I said, well, it can be somewhere else, not me.
Yeah.
I denied it from her, yes.
Yeah.
I denied it.
Are you Muslim or Christian? Because I know the Muslims.
I'm a Christian, actually.
So what exactly motivated you to have four wives? Is this... I don't understand. Why?
Because of the experience I had.
What's your experience?
When I was growing up, so I didn't even want to live with a woman in the same house, actually.
Oh.
Yes. That is just it.
Okay. So now, are you living alone? Are you living with a girlfriend?
I am. I'm alone.
Okay.
I'm alone. If I just need them, I go. I'm coming. I'm coming to Kaduna today, or I'm coming to Lagos tomorrow. That's why I told you that it happened as a contract. So, and then I don't know their parents. I've never seen any of their parents.
Wow.
I've never.
So maybe you should, rather than run away, I think you should meet her up.
Let me even say another thing. In fact, she can even move out of that house.
Which house? Are you paying? Is she living in an apartment where you are paying?
No, I rented an apartment.
For her and the children?
Yes.
Okay.
And she has two cars. She has a driver.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't just know why she's on my neck. I don't just know.
So she doesn't. She only knows. She's suspecting that you have an additional wife. She hasn't even heard about the other two.
That's why I'm opening up to her now. She's listening.
Yeah, but
she knows.
And that's beautiful. But don't you think you should also meet up with her and let her know? Look, I'm not that kind of. I'm a polygamous guy. I really want to go out there.
I'm always conscious of security. When somebody says anywhere she sees me or whatever. Then I don't know what is.
I don't think you can run. You have kids with her. Like, where exactly can you run to? You have five children with her. Running?
Yes.
I think you should let her know that it was a contract. And then if you're probably going to pay her off, then you pay her off. Maybe that's what she wants.
Because I called my lawyer. He said we have to... Okay, I won't even say that.
I'm not even going to lie that this your story is not confusing. I'm not even going to act like I'm not confused. Because I'm thinking, why are you running? Because if they know, then they don't have to chase you. So it would appear that you didn't tell them. They don't know what they didn't know what they were getting into. Then they got into it. And then you started running.
Okay.
Yeah, because you say none of them know each other.
Yes. Absolutely. So, okay, I agree with you. I need to pick her call. She can call me. I need to pick her call. So another one is I want to thank my driver. I don't know whether he's listening because he's...
Well, is this a real story? Because I don't see why anybody should complicate their life the way you have done. Like, life is really... I mean, is this a real story?
I choose to do that.
Really?
Yes.
And you don't love none of them, do you? Whoa. Okay, I mean, he said he chose to do that. And as much as I cannot necessarily comprehend why he did it or the motivations for it... Wow. Okay. The Sunny Side. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon. Welcome. Don't you're not supposed to say your name. Do you have a confession? Hold on a second. Do you have a confession?
I said this last caller. I didn't understand him. You should be very careful.
Careful of whom now?
No, it's wrong now. Get five here.
Yeah, he said he had a background where he didn't necessarily grow up with a family, so he doesn't want that.
I know it's a problem. I say he's a Christian. Or he's not supposed to have that. So all your children, they will never know his
You're breaking up. Yeah. Thank you.
Well,
99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the Sunny Side. We're live streaming. We're on YouTube. Nigeria Info FM on YouTube and on Facebook. You can join in to see my facial reaction. That I didn't see that coming. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Turn off your radio. No. Okay, if you're not going to turn off your radio, I'm going to have to walk away. Hello. Thank you. Do well to turn off your radio when you call in. All right. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. You have a confession?
Not a really confession, but I think it's a part of confession.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it then. Go ahead real quick.
Sorry. My boss have never paid me for 2 months now, and I'm planning to steal his car. Is it a crime?
Come on, man. What do you mean, is that a crime? Two wrongs don't make one right.
That my boss have never paid me for 2 months and
he just buy his car. What do
and
you do?
I pay my 2 months salary.
What do you do?
I'm a driver to him.
Oh, what excuse did he give for not paying you for 2 months?
He says, hold on every day. I've been planning to steal his car and sell it and go away.
Yeah, but I don't want you to steal it, because if you steal it, you get caught, you go to prison. I mean, first of all, stealing is wrong. Then there are consequences for that action. Besides your conscience, then there is the state. You have the states to contend with.
For himself not to pay me is very, very wrong. I'm hungry. And my family also is hungry.
Yeah. Huh? So
what am I going to do now? What am I supposed to do now?
Like that?
Even to this, I'm talking to you now. How say his car? This is what I'm planning now. Because I cannot continue like this.
Yeah.
This man just buy his sixth car.
Always
tell me to hold on. Sixth car, and he cannot pay me for 2 months. What is he doing with all those cars?
Have you spoken to the wife? I think you should speak to his wife.
The man he's not even married, safe.
He's not married.
The man dropped to say almost 70 now. He didn't marry.
He's 70 and unmarried.
Yes.
Well, that's a hard one. Oh.
I don't know. Sometimes, whether this is a madness or something.
It's wickedness. Eh? It's actually wickedness. Yeah. You know, I was really thinking about where I could direct him to. I really wanted him to be able to go somewhere and report the situation and have them legally and justly take up the situation. Now, except we have lawyers who are willing to take this up on his behalf and really make some money out of this, actually. Because, you know, you can see a problem and that problem smells like money. This one sounds like that. Yeah. Otherwise, I was thinking that there could have been an office I could say, go there, and this is they uphold the justice system, and they would not necessarily allow somebody treat you in that manner and deny you what's your due. So I cannot quite think. Nah, I can't quite think. Or I don't know where to point him to. Except we have young Nigerian lawyers, young Nigerian grad students, yeah, fresh out of law school, nothing to do, just have just enough energy for a little stress and strain. You know, you take the challenge for the money at the end. Yeah, that's something. And that's something right there. Hello. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. You got something?
Joyce. For 2 good weeks now, I've been calling you.
For how many weeks? 2 weeks?
For 2 good weeks now, Joyce.
Bless your heart. Thank you very much.
Well, Joyce, on your last caller, please, I won't appeal to that man. He shouldn't even add more problems to himself.
Yeah.
Because selling that man's car now.
More like stealing first, because first he steals it and then he sells it.
It's a bigger problem.
Yeah.
So it's either he discussed with the man one-on-one.
Yeah, he said he's discussed with the man. The man says, wait.
Let him honorably resign and leave him for God. If the man refuses to pay him for the money that he have worked for, he should leave him for God.
Okay.
There's a better tomorrow.
Yeah.
Joyce.
Yeah.
Please, man, they took my call, I beg. And somebody threw a challenge to you the other day, saying, if you can speak broken, Joyce. And I haven't heard you speak broken. Why?
You guys don't pay me for the stress you put me through. Now you're telling me things to do.
Guys, I'm going to buy you chocolate.
Chocolate?
Yes. I'm serious.
It doesn't actually sound romantic. I'm not even sure what you were aiming for, but nah. Thank
guys,
you.
I'm, all right, guys. Bless your heart.
The Sunny Side. Welcome. My name is Joyce. You do not say your name. It's Confessions Thursday. Turn off your radio. Hello?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. That music at the background, we have enough in the studio. Could you turn it down?
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Do you have a confession? What's your confession?
No, I don't have confession, but the last caller and the other one.
Mm.
I don't think that man should say that. I don't think he should say that car.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
What you should do is just leave the work. Leave it to God.
Yeah. I'm thinking about lawyers who like trouble.
I don't think whether lawyer. Look, there's nothing lawyer can do. There.
Don't say that. In fact, if there's anything you shouldn't say, that is what you shouldn't say.
Choice. You see people like that. Well,
No. Believe that's the thing.
It can try.
No, man. Some lawyers have a knack for trouble, and those are the guys I'm thinking about right now.
Well, maybe you can give him connection for one.
I'm thinking about the people I'm going to.
Maybe you can give him one.
Because, first of all, the lawyer's on his side.
Yeah. And the other guy, the one that says he has four wives. That man is, I don't know what.
It's okay, it's not your trouble. I mean, doesn't it? Just leave it. Just hug him and wish him
should,
well.
Well, you should try to meet all of them and make all of them know their self. I think he's supposed to come out and make all of them know their self. Tell them the reason why he's doing something like that.
Know their self.
Yeah. I think you're supposed
At this point, I think I'll just nod because I don't even know what that means. But yeah, I'll just say yeah.
But he says he has lawyer. He has people that are supposed to back him up. What he's saying is about confession. He's supposed to call all those children, call those wives, every one of them, tell them the reason why he put them in that kind of mess. I'm telling you the truth. He's supposed to call them. Maybe they will come up with another thing that will, maybe at last you will begin to enjoy his life.
Okay.
He's supposed to call all of them. I think they are their children. They can't kill him. It's only the wife.
I don't know that they can't. That's the they can't kill him. Then they kill him.
He says first of all, he doesn't marry any one of them. Have you? He said he doesn't pay for any of them.
I'm also thinking about what he could have told them before they got into the situation.
Except he's lying for us. But if he's not lying, he's supposed to.
All right.
His children.
Okay, thank you.
He still needs those children in future.
All right.
He's supposed to call all of them and talk to them. Tell them the reason why.
He's listening. I'm sure that's something he'll consider. I'm very sure.
Tell them the life, the reason why.
All right, we gotta go now.
Make him to be living that life. Okay, thank you.
Bless your heart. Thank you very much. The Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Yes. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Not a confession, but I just want to say something about people in Nigeria. They are quick to say, leave everything to God. And you are even trying to say a lawyer can help. See, the man, if you are listening, don't steal the man's car. I think there's a way. In fact, you can even pay more than the amount he's owing you.
No, that one is sure. If that's what you're thinking, that's sure.
People are just saying, leave it to God. As if we are not supposed to fight for our rights. Everything. They don't advise people that way. Has he done everything? Has he at least gone to the extent of pursuing it to the law? They will be advising people, leave it to God. As if God in heaven self is not wondering, why are they leaving it to him? We have the law. Go through the law.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you.
And the man that is married, that man is not married. He has four baby mamas. He's saying marriage. I don't call that marriage. That's four baby mamas, 18 children. If you calculate it to me, I don't think it's, maybe the man is exaggerating. 18 with four.
Yeah, he said he had five with one. I mean, if you take five out of 18, that's already like 13. So, yeah, you can split 13 among three women.
Anyway, five baby mamas.
Four.
Only.
Wait, do you have a word of prayer? Because at this point, I don't know that you can do anything to that situation.
The situation now is you should just call them together.
And tell them.
No matter what. call them together and you should have security.
And have around. A family reunion.
Yes, a reunion. You're at nodding. Least knowing the parents of those
okay.
women, you know. And if it's possible, let him do the DNA of every one of them. Because if he's behaving like that, I think those women too can bring in a child from the from another man and claim is
okay.
because they know he's rich. So that's it.
Thank you very much. The sunny side. Confessions Thursday, 99.3. Nigeria Info. Welcome, my name is Joyce. You do not say your name. You ready? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah, hello, lady.
As regards to what I've been hearing, I don't have a confession.
Okay.
But the other man, they have people they call free thinkers. So he must have belonged to that group of religion. They don't, the free thinkers, they don't settle down with a particular woman. So they free themselves every corner of the world. So they don't want to be tied down with a family or with a particular
Yeah, we
woman.
Understand that. But is there any way you think he can manage the situation?
He's already managing it. The lawyer is here. He can give them their houses as he has already given them their houses. He has to tell them his mind that the way he wants to live his life.
Okay.
They have no right to change it for him.
Okay.
After all, Solomon have more than 10 wives.
Do you remember the way Solomon ended? Do you remember the way Solomon ended?
And he could end it at that. Maybe he's copying Solomon now. It doesn't matter to him.
Okay. Thank you.
As regards to the first person, I said the wife do not like to come near him or associate with him. It might be, when women are overstressed, as regards to caring for themselves under your husband's house, hatred will come towards the husband because he's not taking the responsibility of looking after her. She's even being treated worse than the slave because slaves are catered for. But whereby a woman is left to go to market, could use the money, profit to take care of herself, or even for the child, the man to only bring a little onion money, the women will not be happy.
Okay.
So if he has a responsible husband, he will always love her. What draw women closer to a man is care, not just that, you know?
Okay, all right, yeah. Thank you very, very much for that. What do you appreciate? We have to go off on a break, and I don't think, 30 seconds will just be enough for another conversation. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on Nigeria Info with Confessions Thursday. This is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce.
This is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. Right here on the show, you'll enjoy the unvanished truth from a people of a rising continent. On Mondays, Radioactive. Tuesdays,
Open for Talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Honestly, I've been trying to see whether I understand the story from the gentleman who called earlier, the one with the four wives, one in Kano, two in Lagos, one in Niger State. And so I'm thinking there's a possibility that he let the woman know initially that, oh, this is a contract, nothing, you know, I'll be there for you and the kids, but no marriage in that traditional sense. And then she agrees, but I don't think he told her that there is nobody else. So maybe that's why the one in Lagos has gone to wait for him at the estate gate, suspecting that there's probably somebody else. Well, no. The sunny side. Hello. Welcome to the show. I can't even tell you how stressful that story is. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. How are you?
Trying to off my radio. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you. Confessions Thursday.
You have Chukwebuka on the line. Joyce, let me tell you something. The man does not need anybody to help at all. He is already a crisis manager before he went into all this, so he can handle it by himself. And then, Joyce,
okay.
I don't ever believe anyone again or some people since the day of that man that wanted to commit suicide that actually came to Femi Obong Daniel's Who Cares, and it became all fraud.
Okay.
Because I actually cried in that program for that other man when he cried. We all cried.
Oh, you cried for him when he said he wanted to commit suicide?
No, on Sonny Daniel's show, Who Cares? Both of them were linked together and we were actually calling in.
And you cried on that show? As a listener?
Because the other man, I mean, that painted the picture of having a child and the wife thrown out, was crying. And we're recording and was also crying.
It's okay.
Full of pity for him.
I mean, you can use a little bit of theater. Come on now. What is life without a little...
I crying. Actually, I cried like a baby because, one, I hate seeing people cry. I hate people seeing go through, unpalatable control situations, honestly.
Look, life has theatrics and humans are the characters. Enjoy it.
Joyce, since that day, believe me sincerely... You're short.
Don't worry. Cheer up, mate.
I knew what you went through yourself too, Joyce.
I'm telling you.
Not even allow you.
Trying to stop the man from dying.
The first day he called, I know you weren't going to answer him all that, but you were like, oh, this man, let me just answer this man. Let me just, Joyce, there's no time. I mean, let me allow other callers. I mean, please.
Yeah, thank you very much. Oh, well, yeah. I have absolutely no problems with the theater or theatrics. The ones that people... The character people get into to create a little bit of buzz. I don't know. Maybe they do it for money or for attention. I think it's okay. I mean, so long as it doesn't concern me, I'm good with it. Off on a break to bring you the headlines with Vaughn Ahifa. We'll be right back. To 9.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. And yes, now we're done with the headlines and the conversation kicks right back in. Welcome to Thursday's edition of radio. We know it to be Lords of Logic, but for now we're having confessions. When you're calling, you do not say your name. From your history, your present, sad, interesting, revealing, transformatory. It could also be that you regret it. I think that most of the stories I've heard of about people's confessions are situations that they regret. And I like the fact that they have the opportunity to tell that story if they have an opportunity to. So welcome to the Sunny Side, 0700-993-993-993. We take your confessions, but we do not take your name. All right? And 01, of course, 465-7190. Welcome to radio. Let's talk. Hello.
Hello. Good morning or good afternoon.
Afternoon. We're happy to have you. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
This is the very first time I'm calling you on radio. I've been here over the... Yeah, about the month. Let me use that one.
Okay, thank you very much, first time caller. We're happy to have you call radio. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to ask for your name because it's Confessions Thursday. But please go ahead.
I'm not going to give my name.
Absolutely.
Neither am I making a confession.
Oh. So why are you here?
Yeah. Okay. I just want to make some comments on what these other guys have said on radio.
So what's your name?
Sorry?
What's your name? Let me meet you then.
Okay. My name is Steve.
Stage.
Steve. Huh?
Steve?
Steve. T-A-Z-E. Steve.
Tave.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay. We're happy to have you. Go ahead, real quick then. Go ahead.
You see, the other guy that I say has...
Four wives.
Sorry, let me use the word. The guy is something else.
It's possible that of course he is something else.
This is Nigeria. It's not America.
What's your point? That he can't do it?
What culture is he from? What culture is he from?
Why are you bothered about the culture?
Joyce, were you not even confused while he was telling you?
To be honest with you, I'm still confused. I'm hoping you don't confuse me any further. I'm just going to sit down here and take it as easy as I can. I think he gave us a little background. He says that his background, he didn't want to have a family setting. So he didn't quite give us details into that.
Do you know the chaos is causing among the children?
Yeah.
If the children go and fall in love with one another.
There's that possibility now. Now there is that possibility. But then again, he's saying that he has... Well, that's actually true. He says one family is in Kano, another in Niger State, two in Lagos. He must have tried to separate them as far from each other as possible. Honestly, I don't know. At this point, you can't do anything to undo what's been done. I don't know whether you know that.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
But what is his plan? What is this? Because, okay, he's going to make it.
He says he's taking care of his family. So as far as most men know, that's the plan. And that's plan enough to take care of your family, provide for them, put a roof over their head.
What about the time of death?
Time of death?
Yes.
Some men don't think that far.
Ha. Huh. Man, I pity those children. Joyce, that is the truth of the matter.
Ah.
Yes.
But he's taking care of them. I don't know. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, thank you.
I would like to ask how old he is at the moment.
It wouldn't matter.
Yes, you have a lot of work on your hands. Well done.
Well, yeah, thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Not at all.
Okay. What's your name? Real quick. Go ahead.
Real quick. My name is Chris. I'm calling from Amu. I'm very particular about the man that called first, rather than the man that says he has four wives. That is his business. The man that called first and said he has two kids, he's just 5 years in marriage, and the marriage has lost taste. Nobody's interested in that. For the guy that...
Pick one interest that, now. Are you blaming other people for not being interested?
I'm not blaming every other person.
Okay. So what do you want to speak on?
The driver that the boss is not paying for 2 years. This is
the simple
thing he has to do for 2 months. This is simple thing. Take the car, go to the nearest police station, pack it, report to the DPO, give him the key. When that man comes to pay your money, a citizen can actually make an arrest. It's a civil case, no doubt, but he has to present it from there.
You now hope that the police officers, okay, that's it. I think I like that idea. In the absence of young... strong-headed lawyers.
They are public defenders. But
yeah.
If you can't get one, you should just go there, submit the car, and the man will actually go to the police station and report that his car is missing. And that is where he will come and tell them what happened. If he doesn't pay off the man, if at that point that is not resolved, the man can now take the laws into his hands. That is just what
I say. Don't give him more trouble than he can handle.
No,
take laws into his hands.
He has taken it to the police station.
No. I think I like that idea. If he takes the man to the police station and he doesn't get paid, I think we can get him lawyers who can take up that case. I mean, the case smells good to me, if you ask me. Like, that's some good trouble right there.
Okay. It's all right. So I will expect to listen to his comments and see if he's able to resolve that. I'm a lawyer myself, so I think...
If we get three of you to sit on that man's neck, that man will pay that money.
Let's hear from the driver again next week.
Okay.
Hopefully, if this is done out, I think I'll listen again next week.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. That case sounds sweet to me.
For the man with four wives, simple advice. Let him call all the wives to his ancestral home, to his village, and tell all of them to bring their children to his home.
If he said that to me, I mean, what are you saying, really?
If he's interested to make the kids know themselves,
he should invite them to his ancestral home to meet themselves, all four of them.
To meet themselves, everybody. Then every other person sees themselves and they take the decision, whatever decision they want to take. If they want to kill him there, they kill him there. Thank you.
Why would you say that? Oh my goodness. Why would you say, I mean, okay, you know what? Thank you for calling. I don't think the man wants to die. I mean, first of all, he's dodging the wife at the gate. Tells you that that's a man who doesn't want to die. You know what? Yeah, thank you very much for calling. The sunny side. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Yeah,
I think we're on the line.
Yeah.
I want to give an advice.
Okay, real quick.
A similar case happened to a driver.
Turn off your radio, lady.
After you have employed her.
Turn off your radio.
Hello?
Turn off your radio.
Okay. After you refused to pay him for 1 month, 1 week, second week to the second month, he ran away with the car.
Why?
And then they went to arrest the wife and the two children. The police now told the man that, have you paid him for the first month? He said, no. Okay, why? He kept quiet. Then I said, you have to pay that first month to the wife. And the second month to the wife, they will be working on it to see where he is. After the man paid 3 months, 4 months, they didn't see the husband. They now started suspecting him, whether he must have used the man for ritual. That was how the case died down. But I worked in the Ministry of Justice before. They handle public complaint because Ministry of Justice is made for the public. But they assigned a lawyer to invite the man, whatsoever complaint that is brought to the Ministry of Justice. Ministry of Justice lawyer are paid by the government.
Okay, so that's an idea.
To handle lower cases.
Okay.
And then those who could not provide have access to a lawyer. So that man can go to Ministry of Justice.
Okay.
And make a complaint there.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. We do appreciate. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the Sunny Side. You do not say your name. We're happy to have you here. Do you have a confession?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I didn't have a confession. I needed to contribute to the...
Okay. Real quick, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Concerning that man that said he has a poor wife, I think the best thing he could do is let the poor wife know they have, the children know they have siblings. And let the other wife know they have cool wife. So in order, like the other caller said, in order for things not to get complicated more, at least you need to let the children know each other in case they meet in future. So aside from that one, another advice, there was a guy that called and gave an advice that said he should invite the wife and the children to his house. I think that one will be a bit...
You think it will be terrible, yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be terrible. So, but the thing I can advise him to do is to just let them know. Neither they take it or they leave it. They should know. The wife should know he's not the only one. And the children should also know they have siblings.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. Yeah, that's invite them to the father's paternal village. That one just sounded like trouble to me, man. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome.
Please.
Do you have a confession?
So, I just want to contribute to that driver. To that man that...
Okay, real quick.
For the driver. The driver is not ready to take his money. See, a 70-year-old man owes you salary of 2 million. I tell it to you then. If you want to take your money in his hand, it's simple. You don't need to ever call a lawyer. They need to make him a disgrace. Let the poor be gathered for his sake. You collect your money easily and go your way. You are his driver, for Christ's sake. Drive it to a marketplace. Fuck out on him. Let them collect your money for you. Or let the crowd contribute your money for you. Will you spend 80? Let me assume that the salary is 80,000 before a lawyer. A lawyer will drag case, and that kind of person ready to go to court.
Yeah. The reason there's a lawyer is that now it becomes a legal problem, and it's more, they expound on it. It's no longer you're owing somebody 200,000. It's probably looking like 5 million at that point. Once you take it to court, it's anybody's game.
Okay. If it's 5 million, that would be a thank you. But if you don't pay for that, the body that is owing, let me just take it to the market.
Some of you, the advices that you have in your hearts, man. Take him to a marketplace, dance naked, disgrace him to get your money.
Nobody will just come outside. If you want to expect to think he's wiser, forget his shame and don't show
you want. Okay, all right.
So, but I'm going to ask for one choice. For me, the man know what he's doing. He does not want anybody to advise him. He's already said it's my own will. So he's not advise person that know what he's doing. The only reason he came to confess is to tell that woman that you are not the only one. I have 4 and 18 children. So I don't know why you ever advise it. That woman, he tells you that, but now it's not only you want. Forget about it. I have 18 children more.
So, okay.
Let us not advise you, but the man knows. Just talking to that woman directly. That the man should know his name.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. Oh, wow. Realities. The Sunny Side. 6 down. Hello. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome. Hello. Hello. This is Nigeria Info, lady. We're happy to have you. Honey, what did you say? Do you have
a confession?
Oh, okay. Sure.
Okay.
Your voice is so chirpy.
I'm a single mother. Can you hear me?
I'm listening, yes.
I'm a single mother and I seriously need a desperate help from you. I have a baby. With that baby, I use my hand to confuse my own child. In the sense, of only one child has a three fathers. And now, it has come to a stage that I really want to start school. I don't know whose name to use instead.
Hold on, honey. What do you mean one child has three fathers?
Yes, because I have three guys. And I told this one that he's responsible.
How do you do that? Like, come on. So what do you want me to do now? You want to bring me into that chaos? I don't know. I don't fit in anywhere. I mean, first of all, you need a DNA to establish who the father is.
Ma?
You need a DNA. You need to go get... Woo!
No, I am setting. I know who Harry's biological father is.
Oh. But you just want to exploit the guys? You just want to take money off them?
That happened, but now I'm very worried because I want to make the right decision for the girl. I don't know how to come up because I'm scared on when the girl is grown up, she comes to a stage that she wants to question me. I don't think I will have the strength to explain myself. So I want to quit the drama.
You should have done that yesterday.
Right now, I'm just very confused. The girl has started schooling. He said I choose to use my father's name to just save myself from the trouble for the time.
Well, yeah, and then at some point you would have to face what you have done. You have to.
Okay.
Oh, come on, lady. You know that you must face it.
Okay, I'll just try my best to.
Well, yeah, the Lord is your shepherd. You then try your best. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Wow. Wow. Hello, the Sunnyside Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
Yes. Good afternoon. Confessions Thursday. You got something?
My name is Zara. No, not confession. I just want to.
Yeah, sure. Please
make
go ahead.
Comments.
Yeah.
The last caller, the lady. I would hate to say little girl because she sounded just like a little girl.
Yeah, she has a chirpy.
She said she knows the father.
Yeah.
If she knows the father, give the child the father's name.
Yeah, but she's saying that she has told two other guys that they are the father of the child.
She should forget about the two other guys.
Yeah, but maybe those ones will keep coming to the house to find out, check homework and stuff. And now realize that on the babe's, on the child's exercise book.
Just tell them that, sorry, I wanted to take money from you. That's why I said the child is yours. Unfortunately, the child is not yours. And if they want to make trouble, they should provide money for DNA. That would confirm things better.
Okay, all right.
Just, you see, the problem with a lot of our youth these days is that they think of today. I tell my children the same thing.
Yeah.
They think of today without remembering there'll be a tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm a single mother. I've been a single mother for like 27 years now. But thank God I had two children.
Well, bless
they are
your
independent
heart.
Now. They are okay. But I keep telling them the choices I made then brought me where I am today. So open your eyes. Borrow yourself sense. Think of tomorrow. Tomorrow matters.
True.
I'm retired now. I have no pension, nothing.
Wow.
I want to do some part-time lecturing. COVID has dabarooed everything. No, a lot of part-time students have fallen by the wayside. Some have been sacked at their different offices. So the choices we made yesterday will live with us today. Then secondly, to the guy that wants to sell the Ogas car.
Yeah.
Let him sell it. He will find himself where he least expects. He doesn't need to go to the Ministry of Justice.
Okay.
There are mediation centers all over Lagos.
Okay.
You should just find out. The mediation centers would be the one to serve the man. And the man may not even show up. They'll get his money for him.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to do something untoward to get his money back.
Thank
and what
you.
If what if the man kept chasing him with dogs? Yeah, he even has the man's car. The man knows this. Maybe the man is setting a trap for him too. He doesn't know. He has to be wise.
Yeah, and then use mediation centers. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, shouldn't do something stupid. This is my first time of calling. You're doing a good job, Joyce.
Thank you very much, lady. I really appreciate it.
I'm getting old, but I try to listen so that my brain will still be alert, and I don't. Go senile or dementia. I just like your strength. I like
you.
You studied philosophy, Abby?
No, law.
Oh, I think I saw your bio somewhere.
Yeah.
You studied something in science or so.
I'm a curious head for science and philosophy and astrology. But no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Continue to be your strength.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So,
Thank you. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. Confessions Thursday. You don't say your name? Hello?
That's me.
Yeah. Welcome. Don't say your name, okay? You have a confession, yeah?
Yes, I have a
confession. Please, go ahead.
It's been bothering me for years now.
Yeah, just speak up, all right? We're not going to judge you. We don't judge people here. I mean, we try to test what you tell us, but we don't judge you.
It's okay. It's about the career I made.
Yeah.
I was growing up, I was made to understand that academics pursuits is the best. And
Education is the key.
Yeah, yeah. I tried the best I could to at least to bring out the best of me in the class. So even when most of my friends were opting for the art class, I went for science class.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
We made it up, and that it goes until my service. So
okay,
it gets
okay.
The point that a job came before me. So I was so out of fear of joblessness or being there's no job. So I have to accept this job. So upon accepting this job, I don't like it.
Yeah.
And it's been the worst
decision you
made. I've ever made.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And now the job is so shocked on me as tie me down so much that I can't even venture into anything outside the scope of the job.
Mm.
Understand? So I'm so confused of what to do.
So first of all, you're dealing with quite a number of things. First, you're not happy. Second, then you're working a job that you're not happy with.
Exactly.
Oh, well, your sadness tends to dip in with that kind of formula. But wait, does a job pay you?
No, it doesn't pay much like that. It doesn't pay much.
But at least you're not begging on the streets, something like that.
I don't beg.
Okay.
But I have older ones. My old man is retired. My mother is aged. And have younger ones.
Yeah, you have a responsibility.
Yes, I'm the first son of the family. So all this, and I'm married now with two children.
No, now you can't quit. Yeah.
Yeah, so with all of this, there are a whole lot of me. My parents are not doing well at all.
You know what?
Really,
yeah. What does your wife say about how you feel about work?
My wife also just keep on advising me that maybe I should just keep managing, maybe with time if there's any business you can invest in. But if I've been thinking of anything, this work has tied me down so much that I can't even venture into any business.
What do you like to do? What would you like to do?
I really want to study my profession.
What is it?
I'm a civil engineer.
What?
I'm a civil engineer.
Civil engineering?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When I was going, there my NDs and all this things. Where to even to do and to run, maybe to even to employ you to do work. Once I hear that maybe you are a student or maybe looking for an IT or any, nobody will employ you. Nobody will.
Sorry, could you bring that back? What did you say? When they hear what?
I said during my IT days.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for a place to run your IT, even for free, nobody will admit. Nobody will admit you.
Okay.
Talk more of now that I'm a graduate, except if you're connected with someone that knows someone.
Okay.
And when contracts are being given to you, or maybe come to this site to do one or two things.
So what do you do now? When you say you have no other time for anything, can you tell us what you do now?
I'm a police officer.
Yay! Not! Well, I'm sorry, even though you don't like it. But, I mean, you get days off, and then you work some stipulated hours during the course of the day.
You don't have days off.
Oh.
You don't have days off. You work 24/7, festive period.
You sound very young, though.
Yeah.
Okay. So, first of all, I feel that there is one sure way to kind of sharpen your idea, your skill, and if possible, learn something new or maybe something different that you might also find fascinating. There's YouTube. There's the internet. And the democracy of the internet can allow you create imaginative worlds that allow you escape this reality. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah,
now, you're educated enough to... Sorry? What'd you get?
That's okay. I can hear you. I'm just
I'm suggesting that you find time to learn something that is within your field and would give you an extended opportunity, like something that extends your opportunity. Do you get what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, something that kind of makes you more dynamic.
Okay.
Yeah? So this period while you're managing this police work, learn other things, know other things, and then start applying for jobs while you're still where you are.
I've been applying just that. It's still the same thing.
Yeah, don't worry. Usually it's the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, many times I was on radio and it was the same thing. And then you stay at that same thing and then the wall cracks and it's something different. A light has come.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Learn something different, something new. Extend yourself. Thank you very much.
Okay.
We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Bless your heart.